35 years ago, on a ranch in Meteetse, Wyoming, Shep brought a dead animal back to his owner. It looked like a weasel, except for the curious black markings on its face, tail, and feet.
The rancher had no idea what it was and took it to the taxidermist, and they found out it was a black-footed ferret.
Jennifer Cordova is a wildlife specialist with the Arizona Game and Fish Black-Footed Ferret Recovery Project. She says Shep's discovery revealed the country's last remaining population of the native ferrets, which were thought to be extinct. A federal effort was launched to protect them, and in 1996, Arizona's Aubrey Valley near Seligman became a reintroduction site for the animals.
Aubrey Valley has the highest population of Gunnison's prairie dog in the state. Because prairie dogs are the ferret's main diet, that's why they chose it for a reintroduction site.
Of the 24 sites now in the West, Aubrey Valley is one of only two where prairie dogs have not been wiped out by plague. Researchers are now trying to determine if the disease has finally infiltrated the area. Drought, wildfire, the effects of grazing could also be factors as to why the ferret population has plummeted over the last 3 years.
And there is a lot of research being done.
Sharon Biggs runs a captive breeding program for black-footed ferrets at the Phoenix Zoo.
We have a canine distemper vaccine for them. We have a plague vaccine for the ferrets, and we're in trials right now on a plague vaccine for prairie dogs. We're looking at other carnivores to see what disease they might have. I think all the steps that can be taken are being taken.
Counting them is one of those steps.
So you should have your traps, blankets, running lights if you want more cut.
About 35 people took part in this spring's black-footed ferret survey in Aubrey Valley. It's called spotlighting because they do it at night. Ferrets are nocturnal, so volunteers use high-powered flashlights to catch the emerald green reflection of the animal's eyes.
It's still early. They don't come out. The busy time is after midnight.
Joseph Ortega Jr. has been spotlighting ferrets for 3 years, helping to count and catch them so they can be vaccinated. He's seen their decline firsthand.
I mean, there's people everywhere, and nobody's seen anything, you know.
By 2 a.m., still nothing. Then Ortega's flashlight lands on bright green eyes in the distance.
You think you got one here?
It looks like it's still acting like a ferret, so yeah. Oh, it's a pronghorn. Doggone it. See, he stood up. Oh, well, got excited there for a second.
Yeah.
Just a few years ago, volunteers like Ortega would have spotlighted dozens of black-footed ferrets by now. So far this year, they've only counted two. They'll head out again tonight to Aubrey Valley to search for one of North America's most endangered animals, while researchers search for answers to their decline. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Aaron Granillo.